good to know. Yeah.
Welcome to the Babbelry,
where translators visit the Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
The Tower of Babel.
Babel.
Babbelry.
There was just attack after attack. We hated children. We were all elitist. We hated lesbians, or we all were a bunch of lesbians. We all were racist. We all were all white. And that was not my experience. And even though people were listening, I'm very white, or as Malcolm X would describe me, pinky white, it just bothered me. Hi, I'm Barbara Winslow. I am a retired professor of women and gender studies. I have been a political activist all my sentient life, and I'm the author of a number of books, and founder and director of the Shirley Chisholm Project of Brooklyn Women's Activism. In October 1967, we founded a group called Seattle Radical Women. All of us, everybody who's in these women's groups has been active in the anti-war movement, the was then called Indian Fishing Rights, the Great Boycott, you know, all sorts of other social protest movements, and most of them dealing with people of color, which I think was important in terms of our development. The University of Washington was going to set up a sort of like a women's commission. That was in 1970, and yet women of color played a very disproportionate, but I would argue very positive role in the women's movement. The women of color demanded that they be the leaders, and there was a big split. And I would argue our group, we always took the wishy-washy, oh, there must be a better way position. And sometimes you just have to take a stand. And it busted up over it. And I do believe it was because we white women were not really, I wouldn't say willing. I just think we did not know how to listen to our sisters of color. You know where you saw it too was in the beginning of the Me Too movement, and you saw it in the Black Lives Matter movement. Women of color stepped in the lead. For all the shtick Gloria Steinem gets, when she would go on public speaking tours, she only went with an African-American woman, and she went to Seattle with Margaret Sloan. The press only covered Steinem, didn't even mention Sloan, even though they spoke to the local National Black Women's Organization. They never mentioned her. Clara Fraser, who founded Radical Women, goes to her boss and she said the legalization of abortion is absolutely essential because it will enable these women to stay in school, to hold on to their jobs, to be able to afford having children or not having children. So her boss wrote her a check. Clara got busfuls of overwhelmingly black women from Seattle. We all go to Olympia. We storm the Capitol. We sat in the legislators' offices. Now remember, most of the legislators had never seen black women. You know, I mean, maybe they're black women who clean their homes. They were terrified. We radical women, we left feminists, forced the abortion issue from the back pages of the Seattle papers to the front pages. This is a very important lesson we learned. The only part of Seattle and Tacoma that did not vote for the referendum was the African-American community. We did have two meetings with African-Americans to discuss abortion rights at the high school. It was dominated by the nationalist sentiment that abortion was genocide. I asked another Panther, and she said abortion was genocide. And then I interviewed a woman who had been in the Communist Party, and she said, well, we supported the resolution as a democratic right, but not as a woman's right. And what I argue in my book is we didn't find ways to try to reach out. first and foremost on the right's mind was the attack on a woman's right to abortion. Gender is central, just as is race. And the attack on abortion rights really is an attack on women of color and poor women. I think it was Maya Angelou who said, "In the struggle is the joy." And there's the joy and there's also the tedious meetings and the fighting and the defeats. A good friend of mine has featured a book called Small Victories, and that's all we're going to have right now. And I think we have to find ways to find joy and peace and serenity in small victories.
You've been listening to The Babblery.
The Babblery is produced with support from KSQD Radio in Santa Cruz, California.
Find us on major podcast platforms or at babblery.com.